everyone to a fabulous new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We are so excited about the show we are sharing with you today. It's the third and final show that's part of Club Thumb's Summer Work Series, and the first two have already been amazing, so you know this one's going to be equally, if not more, amazing. And joining us to talk about this show, we've got the playwright Crystal Thin, who's here to talk to us about Find Me Here. It's playing June 19th through the 29th at the Wild Project, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting clubthumb.org. As I mentioned, this is the third show that's part of the series. We've already actually gotten to see Crystal in the first production, Usus, which was amazing. So we can't wait to talk more about this. So with that, let's welcome on our guest, Crystal. So good to see you. Welcome into Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I'm so happy you're here. I can't wait to learn more about Find Me Here. This year's Summer Work Series just has been knocking it out of the park. So I can't wait to finish off with you. Why don't you start by telling us a little bit about what Find Me Here is about?
The play is about three sisters marking the anniversary of their father's passing, who was 100 years old when he died, and the three women have very different relationships to the afterlife, and we get to witness those differences and the way they ripple through the rest of this family.
I love that. I'm very curious to know, where did you come up with the idea for this piece?
The idea came from from being in a place during the pandemic. I spent some months in the mountains of California at my aunt's house, which had been my grandparents' house before they died. So just being there, there were a lot of ghosts there and a lot of memories, and yet none of the actual people in my family were there. So the play was sort of a way to people this house with them. So it was really about being in that place and thinking about my family.
Wow, I love that. Now, at the time of this recording, we are just a little over a week before the show goes up. I'd love to know, what has it been like developing it?
It's been wonderful. It's been very rich and very deep. And I feel very, very lucky to have, you know, what I think is kind of the best ensemble ever, best ensemble working in Manhattan right now. Just like a really, really rich, deep group of actors, some of whom are writers themselves. So people I just really trust dramaturgically and trust to carry the play emotionally, but also dramaturgically. And Caitlin Sullivan is the director, and she has been sort of equally deep in her excavating of what I've written.
That is so wonderful to hear. That sounds like so much fun. Now, I'm curious to know, with this piece, which sounds kind of personal, you know, is there a message or a thought you hope audiences take away?
There's really not a message. I think it's about belief. And so maybe there's a question that people might ask themselves about where they locate belief and whether it's locatable in an actual thing. Is it in nature or other people? Is it a physical place? Is it an idea? That's maybe the question, one question inside the play that is on offer for people to ask themselves, maybe.
I love that. Well, bringing us home on this first part of the interview, I would love to know, who are you hoping to have access to Find Me Here?
Well, Club Thumb is one of the more affordable theater tickets in town. So I hope anyone who wants to come can come. And the main barrier is that the runs are really short and the shows are crowded. I think they're going to add some matinees as of tomorrow to the show, as they have the past two shows this summer. So there'll be a little more room. I think if people want to get into those, they'll be on the 28th and 29th. So they're always trying to, they'll always squeeze people in, and they're always trying to get everyone who wants to come in. But that's the main barrier. But hopefully it's affordable enough for anyone who wants to come.
Part of our show, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pull the curtain back, if you will. And I want to start by asking you, what or who inspires you? Playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or are just some of your favorites?
Yeah. I had a teacher named Tina Howe, who's an incredible writer. And she passed away recently. She was a mentor and a collaborator. I got to act in a couple short plays of hers. And she also was my playwriting teacher for a couple years, kind of informally. Hunter College, before it had the MFA program, was a place that she taught, and you could just go and take classes. So I was lucky enough to become close to her through that sort of informal system. And she really, she was an incredible, incredible writer. And she really taught me that I could write about family and about mothers and daughters and wives, and that I could make those characters do the things I do as an actor, which is just really be crazy and wild and histrionic sometimes. And her characters, the women in her plays, I responded to as an actor, because I finally found, like, I kind of found a home as an actor in her plays. And so she really gave me permission to write those women too, those women that I knew and that I contained. So, she influenced me as an actor and as a writer very, very deeply. And I miss her. And a lot of playwrights of her generation, Harry Condolian is a playwright I love, whose plays I wish I could act in. I want someone to do a revival of some of his plays and cast me in those. If anyone's listening, I think someone should do a revival of his plays. But, and then all these playwrights that I get to work with today who as an actor, who really obviously just have taught me over, the past 10, 15 years, like slowly, slowly, this slow education in playwriting that I've gotten by just acting in great writers' plays.
That is amazing. What a fabulous list.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what is your favorite part about working in the theater?
It's got to be the money. I think rehearsals. I love rehearsals so much. Performing's okay, the audience, but I like rehearsals. I like all the stuff that I get to do for my fellow actors, that eventually gets cut because it's really not going to help streamline the show. But I like all the little tidbits. I like a good bit. I like all the bits I get to build in a rehearsal room. And I just love being in rehearsal. And I love being in rehearsal as a playwright too, which is a little more new for me. Yeah, I just really like rehearsing.
I love that answer. That's such a great answer. The sandbox is a wonderful place to be. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's a beautiful lead-in to my favorite question to ask guests, which is, what is your favorite theater memory?
Well, I'm thinking of Tina Howe, and I'm remembering going to a production of Exit the King with Tina Howe, and, Ionesco was her main guy, her big inspiration. She translated his plays in some beautiful translations, and we went together. Maybe it was the class and her to go see Exit the King several years ago. And I just remember seeing it with her, probably the only time I got to see an Ionesco play with her there. And she was so delighted by it. And there was a moment where the curtain of the set sort of, my memory of it is that just the curtain disappeared kind of into thin air, and you were left with the brick wall of the theater. And I, that's my memory of it. My memory of it is that it literally disappeared. I didn't see it happen. So like 1 minute I'm looking at it, and the next minute I'm looking at the wall, and I didn't see it actually leave the stage. And it's at a moment in the play that King is talking about what he has to let go of unclench his kingdom and his castle. And yeah, it was devastating. I mean, I just remember crying, this marrying of stage magic with text that, you know, I'm kind of a sucker for a good big gesture like that.
That is such a wonderful memory. I love that. I'm totally picturing that in my mind. So that is a brilliant one. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. As we wrap things up, I would love to know, do you have any other projects or productions coming down the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
No plugs, I don't think. You know, I'm working on a bunch of personal essays right now about acting and theater. And I did an evening of those reading and performing some of them. And that was really, really fun. So I'm working on that. I'm trying to think of ways to do that more. I've been writing these essays for years and honing them. And now I want the reading of them to sort of be the easy and the fun part. So it's for theater people. You know, I think about actors and acting, but maybe it's just for people, regular people too. So I'm thinking about a way to maybe do slightly longer, I don't know, stint of that.
Very cool. That would be wonderful to see. And a beautiful lead into my final question, which is, if our listeners would like more information about Find Me Here or about you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
How can they? They can go to my website, which is crystalfinn.com. And there's a contact sheet on that, I think. And Clubbed Thumb is the place to go for the tickets to the show. And there's a link to them on my website too. And yeah, I think that's probably the place to find me here, to quote my own title.
Wonderful. Well, Crystal, thank you so, so much for taking the time to speak with me today, for sharing your amazing new work. I cannot wait to see it. I'm so excited about it. So thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. And I'm so happy to be here and happy you're going to see it.
My guest today has been the amazing playwright Crystal Finn, whose new work, Find Me Here, is part of the Club Thumb Summer Work Series and is being presented June 19th through the 29th at the Wild Project. Tickets and more information are available at clubbedthumb.org, and you are going to want to get those tickets right away. They have been selling out like crazy with these shows, and Find Me Here is no exception, so hurry and get your tickets for the show. We also have some contact information for our guests, which we'll be posting in our episode description, as well as on our social media posts. But right now, as I said, head to clubthumb.org, get your tickets for the amazing new show, Find Me Here, playing June 19th through the 29th. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, keep talking about the theater.
In a Stage Whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.